Mayor Ucciaretti, City Manager Ron Fear, 5-3-7-13-50. Goal setting, it kind of makes sense, first of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody kind of does that, I guess, and so is the City of Manhattan.
We do, and it's been traditional in January. We sit down with the commission, and we call it a goal setting and retreat. And that is scheduled for January 12th, Thursday, January 12th. We're actually going to begin with a bus tour and then go look at some things at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then at noon, we'll start the retreat. And we're going to be up at the business college up at K-State, take advantage of the students being gone and having some space there and some room there, and talk about some priorities and goals that the commission wants to accomplish this year and in the future. And there'll be some interaction with the department heads at the luncheon there to just talk about what some of our department goals are for the city, as well as then drill down on commissioner goals.
Should be interesting.
Yes.
Any initial thoughts at all, Mayor?
Well, I think we're going to try to do it more organized this time. Usually, this is one area when it's good to have a big time slot, because we often can't talk to each other. Commissioners can't talk to each other. But this provides that venue where we're not making actual decisions, but actually trying to communicate with each other what we see our goals, our priorities for the City of Manhattan. And that's actually lays the foundation for the next year as we move along, and for other commissioners that are coming on board to see what we've done, and keeps us on track as far as benchmarks and seeing if we are achieving what we need to achieve instead of haphazardly doing things. So I actually enjoy these conversations and discussions and have a good chance to work with our commissioners. We actually think more alike than we do differently, but there are a lot of things that we might be separate on as far as our goals. So
we do have a phone call. Welcome to In Focus, and go ahead, please, with the Mayor and City Manager of Manhattan.
Yeah, I had a question about picking up material on the street that breaks the concrete. They seem to leave that lay around there for a long time for people to run over.
I'm sorry, so just debris on the street?
Yeah, you know where the street breaks up?
Yeah.
The concrete pops up? It seems like they don't have to pick their stuff up for a long time.
Phone's kind of breaking up.
Yeah,
kind of hard to understand.
Kind of echoing there, but you know, so anytime when we see an area like that, whether it's from potholes or something, you know, we don't do a lot of patrolling, but as far as for that type of thing, but and rely on folks calling in to say, hey, there's a bad pothole or stuff laying on the street. So that's a priority for us, and this is the time of year when we start to see more of those. So if you see those, please give us a call and let us know that that's happening, and that's one of the things we really try and encourage our employees to look out for, and let the appropriate division know that hey, they need, there's some debris or chunks of concrete that need to be picked up.
Hopefully, listener, that answered your question.
Or? Yeah, it seems like it lived out a long time before it's picked up. So thank you.
Well, if there's
thank
a specific area you want us to look at, we're happy to go do that.
Right. Appreciate that. Looks like we might have another phone call coming in, 5-3-7-13-50. We'll see if that's for us. And I guess digress a little bit. Mm-hmm. In addition to goal setting, I know you have the leadership retreat, but we do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take that call. Welcome, and go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
I was curious about the progress of the health center, activity center, that was talked about a while back. I haven't heard much of it. Then I know that Genesis was wanting to build a big new building out there on Fort Riley Boulevard. How does one affect the other, or will it, or where's the progress on the one that was started with private concerns?
So that was the strategic planning effort that's the Parks and Rec Department is undertaking right now for facility improvements, is what the work session is on next week for an update there. Couple components that are in the works with that. The indoor space needs are primarily being driven, and right now the coordination effort is looking at adding on additional gym space at both of the middle schools. And so additional courts that could also be used for multi-purpose practices. Could be up to three, maybe even four additional courts with some walking, and really trying to make those both dual use, both to help the school district meet some of its growing needs, and also the community and creates more of a neighborhood community center for folks to drop in and be able to schedule practices and
right.
that sort of thing there. And so the other component that's been related to that is an effort to build a new gym down at the Douglas Community Center. We have an opportunity utilizing tapping into some community development block grants, which is our entitlement funds that we receive from the federal government, using a portion of those to do a loan program to build a new gymnasium community type facility. It's not very large. It's basically one oversized gym. It would have some walking lines on the bottom, but would be created there basically where the old Douglas Center pool was, and some additional parking for that particular area, and creating a neighborhood center there to help meet some of that indoor space. We also have done some improvements there at the City Auditorium and Peace Memorial Auditorium, both for the gymnasium. Primarily, the big improvement there that allows more usage is the addition of air conditioning, new HVAC components as a part of that. Genesis, go ahead.
But there, at one time, there was a private entity wanting to build some big recreational complex at Seco Park. Is that kind of dead in the water then? Or
yes, that group.
The Flint House project?
Yeah, it was a private group that looked at doing some additional work, trying to create one big indoor facility, and that one basically has been segregated into several smaller type facilities.
I see. Okay, got it.
Appreciate
And then Genesis has been approved by the Commission for Rezoning, and they're proceeding with plans to build their facility there at along Allison Road, right next to Fort Riley Boulevard.
Yes.
On the south side of the roadway.
And that is private.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the call, listener. I don't mean to cut you off. We do have another phone call waiting that
okay.
we need to kind of sneak in. Let's go ahead and take
Thanks
that call,
call.
And welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please. Are you with us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling maybe a suggestion for you. When they put salt on the streets, the guy that runs the truck, he starts the auger to run the salt out before he starts a spreader. And when he does, that puts a pile of salt on the street, and then that salt will just eat the concrete up. And I know in front of my house, I go out there and scoop it up once in a while to feed my cattle, or spread it out, but it just ruins the concrete. And I thought I'd give that as a suggestion, maybe.
Yeah, no, it's a great suggestion. It's an observation that I've made, and we've tried to do some recalibrating and techniques. We hold a snow rodeo every fall, and obviously we have turnover in staff and operators and the training that's required for that. But it is a good observation, and sometimes you have some equipment, and it's important to test that to make sure it's operating the way it's intended to, and you're not over applying, because it does have a big impact.
I appreciate the city taking care of the streets the way they do, because they do an excellent job of getting right on the streets right away. So I commend them for that. And I've been wanting to suggest this to whoever, take care of it, but maybe you can relay it on. It's just that they can keep that salt from eating that concrete up where that salt lies there and gets moisture on it.
Yep, great observation. Good comment, and I will be happy to pass that along. Absolutely.
Thank you for calling today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
537-1350, some good questions today. We're starting to run out of time. I don't know if we want to real quickly. I know the leadership retreat's coming up. Mm-hmm. Real quick notes on that.
Sure. Obviously, the Chamber of Commerce has a leadership retreat that they do every year. I think it's the
20th
of January. And it's
Friday,
in
Olathe Saturday.
This year, and it's really more of a regional event. It's not just the Manhattan Area Chamber, but the Wamego and the Junction City Area Chambers. They've done some task force groups together that have been working on several different things. Economic development, labor is a big component, several other particular areas that they're focusing on. So there'll be a lot of do-outs. Usually there's an update relative to Fort Riley and K-State. So I know, obviously, the city and a lot of the community and local folks are invited to attend that. It's primarily for businesses, but they do want to involve other community members, so we're looking forward to having some participation there as well.
Mayor, I'm guessing.
Yeah, this is, I really enjoy this one as well. I think this is one of those opportunities where we get to see everybody in one place instead of piecemealing it together and have a good conversation throughout the day. We'll probably be discussing things focused like on workforce and housing and big plans from Fort Riley and other areas. And all of us have the same challenges and same goals in some of those areas, especially with Fort Riley or with higher education or with workforce. It would be great to see a big vision and a plan, and the regional council is also going to probably be presenting that morning. But this is a great opportunity for me, as well as other commissioners and everybody there, to meet everybody else and have conversations and make that face-to-face contact. Sometimes we see their emails, but we don't know who the face of that is. So it'll be good to talk to the other chambers that are involved as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Before we wrap up, I know you were a very busy mayor on New Year's Eve.
Yes. Well, you know, Manhattan is just so wonderful, and I can't, you know, stop saying that. It's just a great place to be. I was at the Flint Hills Discovery Center for their balloon drop at 9 o'clock, and those kids were thrilled, and they were sold out even before it started, and there was over 250 people there, I believe. The families were excited, the kids were popping balloons, blowing horns, and then they went home at around 9:30, so they were off on their way. The Manhattan at the Peace Memorial Auditorium, they had the contra dancing. There was at least 50 to 100 people there, and it was a dance that I'm not familiar with, but there was a lot of people involved in our community, and they came from surrounding regional areas, so I'm glad we were able to open up the Peace Memorial Auditorium for that purpose. Again, that's available to anybody in the community. We went to the Manhattan Arts Center, and they had Neverland as the theme. Of course, you were dressed up as a pirate as well as Ken, and we saw several of our community members there dancing and just having a good time, and it's fun to see people out of their comfort zone in costume. And then Aggieville had the ball drop, and it was flooded. The street was just flooded with people. Brian and I were there around 11:30, and people were coming in around 11:45, coming out and just standing there. The weather was just so conducive to having such a good time. There were kids there. The fireworks went off. So overall, a very pleasant way to come into the new year. And the weather has a big part to do with it, but it's also great that we have so many things to offer everybody. And there were a lot of house parties going on. There was also parties in our restaurants that were opening up until midnight to bring in the new year. So it was just a very fun thing to do in Manhattan. So,
Ron, anything more to add today while we have you?
Well, obviously, looking forward to 2017. There's a lot of projects that are in the works. More discussion on the North Corridor, Campus Corridor, working with K-State and looking at those particular projects. Just a number of things that are we I want to first, probably a great way to segment it is to thank the voters for the 0.2% sales tax that was approved in November, so we can start collecting that in April. If the state does everything that they're supposed to do, that will be the case. And then we'll actually start receiving revenue of that in July and hopefully put some of that to good use and be able to spend not the full amount that we would in a particular year, but at least some of it in the latter part of the year to work on and improving our streets. So we certainly want to thank the voters for their trust and faith in us to get that done.
You do have a pretty detailed timeline then, I guess, too.
We did, and then we'll go over that a lot at the goal-setting session.
You know, I do want to say, Kathy, this is going to be an election year for the City Commission. So our elections have changed. So if anybody is thinking about running for City Commission and is talking to their family or businesses or whatever it might be, I believe the deadline is in June sometime. And then if there's a primary, it's usually in August, and Election Day will be in November. So
perfect. Well, thank you both for stopping by. Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, you've been listening to In Focus.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
Kaith and Donald Trump's latest Twitter blast aimed at House Republicans and General Motors. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Today, the president-elect blasted the biggest of the big